Good morning and welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show. I'm Amy Otto, joined by Lee Cantor. Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Miss Amy. How are you doing today?
I'm great. I'm great. Got some rain finally.
Yeah, you see that? It was thunderstorms. Exciting. Yeah,
it is exciting. It's exciting for my garden, too. It needed it. We've got a great show this morning, Lee. I'm excited because we have a return guest. She's coming back, she and her husband, to talk a little bit about her business. And she brought some clients with her, which we love that.
That's always fun.
We love success stories. But first up, we want to talk about an event that we have coming up in the Atlanta area. And we have from SCORE, who is the chapter chair, Jeffrey Mesquita. Welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show, Jeffrey.
Thank you so much for having us.
I guess I can call you Jeff, huh?
Please.
If I call you Jeffrey, you might think you're in trouble.
Yes, I would think my mother has come back.
Oh, no. So tell us, there's a big event coming up, a big expo. Let us know all the details.
Well, this started about 6 months ago, and a gentleman from the Simon Properties, Michael Romstad, came to the SBA and said, you know, we have a unique problem. And as you know, with the malls, what they want to do is they want to find new tenants or keep the existing tenants. And, of course, with the situation we're in economically right now, they've been losing tenants. But they've also had a very unique situation of people who have been coming to them, either they've been laid off or whatever reason they're no longer working. And they said, you know, we've always had this burning desire to become an entrepreneur. Hmm. And we would like to open up a retail store. How do we do it? Well, Michael and his mall managers didn't have the expertise. Hmm. So they came to the SBA and talked with Terry Dennison. And Terry,
she's been a guest, by the way.
Has she?
Yeah, Terry was on here for the Small Business Association.
Yeah, she's a wonderful lady. And she then said, well, you know, I don't have all of that information, but let's put together a group. So they did, and the SCORE, the SBA, the SBDC, and the Simon Properties got together. And we came up with two things. We came up with a toolkit that we provided so that when somebody came into their office and said, I'm ready to open up a retail store, what do I do? They gave them the toolkit and said, we have lots of partners that can help you. But they went one step further and they said, how do we get this word out there? Mm-hmm. And we said, well, you know, maybe an expo. And Mike Romstad said, yeah, that's a great idea. Let's talk about doing that. And the result is this meeting that's coming up on July 17th, which will be at the Mall of Georgia. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be from 10 o'clock in the morning till 5 o'clock in the afternoon. We presently have 27 exhibitors. Mm-hmm. It's all free. There's no cost. We have four workshops that are going on during that time. And we're really excited because we've gotten a huge number of people that have signed up for these workshops. But if you haven't, don't fear. Just come to the mall on Saturday morning, sign up, and we will allow you to come into the workshops.
So who's sponsoring it?
It is being sponsored initially by the Simon Properties.
Okay.
Mike Romstad is, and this, by the way, is going to be a beta test. If this mm-hmm. works, they own 180-some-odd malls around the country. SCORE has 380-some-odd chapters around the country. Mm-hmm. We want to reproduce this all around the country.
Now, can you educate our listeners a little bit about SCORE?
Sure. SCORE has been around since the middle 60s. It was originally created by Congress. Its initial SCORE originally stood for the Service Corps of Retired Executives. And they've changed that a little because still a lot of us...
The Service Corps of Laid-Off Executives?
No. There are still some of us that work. But we have changed that, and it is now it's with the Counselors to America Small Business.
Okay.
And we have, as I said, 380-some-odd chapters around the country. Mm-hmm. There are, at the present time, almost 12,000 of me. We are all volunteers.
Okay.
And we help people who are looking to go into business or already in business that want to go to the next level or having some problems, whatever it may be, don't wait until the key is in the door, ready to put in the door to come to SCORE, because there's not a lot we can do to help you.
How is SCORE funded?
We're funded by Congress.
Oh, wow.
Through the SBA. And it is doesn't cover it, as you can imagine, with 380 some odd chapters around the country. It takes an awful lot, even though we're not paid. There's a lot that has to be accomplished. And one of the ways that we raise money, we do it through workshops. We do it through fundraising. We do it through corporate America. Recently, the organization got a wonderful grant in a new program that we're doing, almost to $500,000. The people that write checks did that for us. And we really look for people to give back, and not only in time, but in money as well, so we can help other people in the country.
So if I attend the expo in a workshop, what can I expect to walk away with?
Well, one of the things is the workshops. We have four workshops that we're going to be giving. One is called Startup. Mm-hmm. The next one is called Business Plan and Marketing. The next one is going to be funding. Mm-hmm. And the fourth one is going to be, well, where the funding is now, what do I need to do to prepare myself for that funding?
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things, having been a small business owner for many, many years, one of the things that is not, and people that are sitting here today can probably tell you the same thing, when you start a business, there's not a whole lot of money out there for you. You've mm-hmm. got to use your own money. And that's no different today than it was 20, 30, 40 years ago. But with the right things and the right program, there is still some money around, and you can find it. Now what we're going to do at this meeting is prepare you to make sure you have all the documents you need to go before somebody to say yes.
Hmm. That sounds like a lot of great resources in one place.
Yes, and we will also, the exhibitors, we have 27 exhibitors. We have the SBDC, which is the Small Business Development Center.
Mm-hmm.
The SBA will have a booth. SCORE will have a booth. There are several women organizations that, by the way, that's a huge change in the environment today. We are finding many, many more women who want to go into business. So there's been a creation of some really nice organizations. We have several chambers that are going to be there. We have some people that are accountants. We have some people that are attorneys. We have one person. We know now that this program is being done over the World Wide Web. If you're going to be successful in business today, you must have a website.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be a woman there who puts on workshops for us to tell you how to design and how to build a web shop, or a website. Then once you build the website, how do people find you?
Right.
Well, we have another person that's going to be there to talk about how you get the right words in your website so that people will find you.
Gosh, what great resources.
Yeah, it's amazing.
And we have one other person who is going to be there. Her name is Adrienne Simpson. She happened to be one of my first clients.
Mm.
And she came to us and said that she wanted to borrow money to market her company, which was a moving company.
Mm-hmm.
And we said, okay, tell us a little bit about the company. Well, to make a long story short, when she left, she had a new name for her company. It is now called Smooth Move Senior Relocation Service.
Hmm.
And what she does is she comes into your, if you have an elder family member who is moving, it's very traumatic. I know, I've been there.
Right.
And she comes in and does everything for you. Anyhow, nice. She has been a SCORE client. She has been an SBA client. She's going to have a booth to tell people what to expect when you come to the SBA, the SBDC, and SCORE, the kind of things you're going to walk away with.
Wow.
All of these people will have brochures that they're going to be able to give out and set up appointments. That's one of the things we want to do is SCORE. I know the SBDC, the SBA also will be there to talk to people about the things they can do. I had an interesting one, and with the mall, I have to bring this one up. Last week, I got a call from one of the mall managers, and he said, I've got a client that needs money.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, okay. I called him, and lo and behold, I happened to be in the SCORE office, and I got on the phone with him and an SBA person, and we kind of got him straightened out as to what he needs to do in order to get the funding that he needs.
What's a common mistake that you see businesses make before they reach out to you?
The number one thing is not having a business plan. That's why the number two program here after the startup, how do you start up, is how do you do a business plan?
So the business plan is critical in order for them to get funding?
Yes.
Terrific.
And not only that, you know, a business plan, a lot of people, when they go into business, take the business plan. When they open up their business, they put it on the shelf. Mm. The business plan is a roadmap, mm-hmm. and you constantly have to use it. You constantly have to update it. It is not written in stone.
Great resources.
Yeah,
what a terrific expo for someone to go to, and it's free?
It's all free.
Give us the details again for our listeners. We'll put them on our website as well, but give us all the details.
Okay, the program will start at 10 a.m., and it will be at the Mall of Georgia. If you go by the Dick's Sporting Good, there are two entrances. It'll take you right into the middle of where this expo is. If you have not registered for one of the programs, the workshops we're giving, you can do so right then and there. The workshops, first one starts at 11, and they go every hour. There will be people there until 5 o'clock. So just come on, all seven malls. So if you think you're not going to see somebody if you're coming from the south side of town, all seven malls of the Simon Properties will be there to be talked to people about their particular mall.
Terrific idea.
Yeah,
I love
good
it.
Good stuff.
Hopefully our listeners will take advantage of that. And while you're there, you got to go into Dick's and check out the kayaks. I love that spot.
Now, what's the website for this event?
The website is the Mall of Georgia.
So if you go to mallofgeorgia.com, they'll be able to find information about registering and all that?
Correct.
Great.
Good stuff.
Jeff, thanks for being with us today. And do you have a website for SCORE if folks are interested in learning more about SCORE?
Yes, it is scoreatlanta.org.
Great.
Okay.
Thanks for being our guest this morning.
Well, thank you so much for having us, and hopefully this will make our expo even more successful. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Speaking of successful, we've had Lori and Henry Sosa on the show before. They're with Southern Barter Club, and we were so intrigued by their concept, but yet Lee and I were going back and forth going, well, I'd love to know how that really works. So this morning they've brought with them four of their members. They've all been members for over a year, and they even brought their first member with them, Lee.
Wow, how exciting.
That is.
Do you have your first client? Can we bring them in one day?
I remember my first client, and those are always special experiences. There's always a story behind it, and there's always a fondness you have for that first client, too. Welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show this morning. We have Lori and Henry from Southern Barter Club. Welcome.
Hey there. Nice to be back.
Yeah, Lori, we just heard from Jeff all about the SBA and small businesses and funding and finance. And the one thing that I think people forget is that there's something called bartering. And tell us again how Southern Barter Club works, and then we'd love to hear from your members.
Well, what Southern Barter Club does is we bring businesses opportunities to earn buying power. And so we have a network of over 2,000 businesses in Georgia that trade. And so it gives a business the opportunity to trade their professional services, their available resources, and any type of inventory to get whatever they need, whether it be advertising, goods, services. And the best part about it is it's without cash, so they actually can pay for legal services or business plan, printing, website design, anything they need to run their business or their life without cash and with their goods or their services.
All right. So, Henry, anything else to add to that?
Yeah, excuse me. Traditionally, when you're trading services, it's kind of hard to find someone that has what you need and you in turn have what they need. What corporate barter does is it allows people to trade with a larger audience. With Southern Barter Club, what we offer our clients is trading partners that is upwards of 50,000. So it just gives them more of an opportunity to find what they need.
Now, so you're part of a larger barter network. It isn't just exclusively to the members in your club.
That's exactly correct. The currency that we use is called the IBA, the International Barter Alliance. And SBC is known as one trade exchange. But because we belong to the IBA, we are part of a network of 240 other trade exchanges that have their own members. And so, again, that's about 50,000 trading partners that our members can trade with.
And that's around the world?
Yes,
it's global. So locally earned barter dollars can be spent virtually just about anywhere.
Oh, that I didn't know. So Southern Barter Club is not just Southern.
Mm-hmm.
That's correct.
Like
in fact,
it's worldwide.
Yeah, worldwide. Mm-hmm. So if a member, for example, wanted to go to New York and needed hotels and restaurants, Southern Barter Club could provide that for them because we use the same currency that a trade exchange in New York uses. And so our members can enjoy the benefits of Southern Barter Club in other states.
Especially owning a business, if their business, involves travel, they could line up hotels. And, you know, instead of taking the cash out of the business, they could use their barter dollars that they earned and use it that way.
I'd love to hear from your members and love for them to tell us a little bit about their business and how the Barter Club has helped them. Our first guest with the Barter Club this morning is Dallas Hamilton. Welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show, Dallas.
Thank you.
So tell us exactly how SBC has helped you.
Well, first of all, when I started my business earlier this year and on a shoestring budget, I knew that it was going to be a challenge, and so I contacted Lori, and right away I was able to start building trade dollars that I was able to use for advertising, for graphic design, for business cards, all these things that I would not have otherwise have had the money. My company hosts networking events exclusively for LinkedIn members. And so we have, for example, on-trade exhibitor tables. You can get tickets to our events. We have one coming up on July 22nd at Villa Cristina. So if you'd like to get a ticket on-trade, call Lori and Henry, and they will let you know a little bit about how to do that. I have used all kinds of stuff. I have even for personal use. I have bartered artwork from my home. I have exchanged collectible items such as oriental rugs, bought some just beautiful, beautiful artwork from one of the world's top purveyors of art. So this is not just a small art company. These aren't just small mom-and-pop businesses. You can get some really quality items on barter.
Now, what percentage of your revenue comes from trade, would you say?
Right now, probably about 30, maybe 40%, and I'm hoping to increase that.
So you want it to be even more?
Yes.
And what's the rationale for having it more?
Well, for example, if I'm doing business with somebody and they're not on trade, say, for example, if I'm using an electrician, my money's going one way. But if I'm doing business with an electrician that's on trade through Southern Barter, now I have access to the money that I just put out that one way, so it's a two-way.
Right. So how'd you get into it? Like, had you always been in trade, or
was this a new thing? I had heard about barter before, but I really never really looked into it. And when I knew that I was going to have a financial challenge starting my business,
right. It
just made sense. Mm-hmm. And I went and talked to Lori, and I felt very comfortable with her. And she really went above and beyond some of the other people I had talked to about trade. I talked to a couple of other companies in the past,
right.
And I was just really convinced that this was the barter company to go with.
Now, is it something where did you have to build up kind of credits where you were doing stuff for trade in order to get access to these trade dollars so you could then spend them?
Yes, but the great thing about it, even though I had just started my events, and so I didn't have an event yet to trade an exhibitor table, I was able to take some of my personal items. My husband is retired military, and when in our travels we had collected like oriental rugs that in our home in Duluth, they just didn't go with our decor anymore. So one of the first things I did was I put them on trade.
Right.
And within a couple of days, somebody in Arizona bought one. So all of a sudden, the first rug I sold, I now had $1,500 worth of trade dollars.
Now, how'd you come up with the price? Would that have been the retail if they were to write you a check? It would have been the same price?
Well, I personally used to sell oriental rugs, so I knew what the going price was.
Right.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And that's how it works. Like you trade the suggested retail price is the value of the trade dollar?
Yes.
That is so interesting. I mean, people have been bartering for centuries.
Forever, right.
Yeah, so you look at it, and it just makes so much sense in business. What a fabulous program. So, Dallas, what's been your favorite trade? Any special trade you would like to talk about?
My favorite trade was buying some art for my home because I used to collect oil paintings, And since now my money was all going into my business, I felt like, oh, I couldn't do anything for myself. And one day Lori sent me an email to Delju Art Gallery was having a sale, and they happened to be on trade. And like I said, they're one of the top purveyors of art in the world. They've got some outstanding art, and I was able to go there and pick up a couple of $1,000 worth of art, which I would not have otherwise been able to get at that time. So I was very excited about that.
Do you find yourself accumulating more trade dollars than you can spend?
Not yet, but I hope that's to be the case. Maybe I'll trade a home one day or a car or a vacation, a big vacation.
Oh, gosh.
That's the goal.
So give us your website, and if people are interested in that workshop or that evening you were talking about at Villa Christina, how can they find out more?
Okay, the best way actually to reach me is through my LinkedIn profile. All the information's there, and that is www.linkedin.com/n, that's I-N, slash D-A-H-L-Y-S, my name.
Last but not least, I got to know, what is your number one LinkedIn tip?
My number one LinkedIn tip is to join 50 groups on LinkedIn, then turn off the settings so that all those hundreds of thousands of people don't contact you. But when you join 50 groups, guess what? You now have access to all their members you would not have otherwise have had access to.
I did not know that.
That?
I need to change those settings because I do get a lot of emails because I am a member of maybe 10 groups.
Okay.
But that's good 40, advice.
40 more to go.
That's very good advice. I should spend some time with that. Dallas, thanks for being our guest this morning and sharing with us your story about the Southern Barter Club. Thank you. And we've got Rob Gates with us this morning from Mail Source and Data. Welcome.
Thank you.
So I understand you've been bartering for quite some time.
Yes, I actually bartered for the first time in the early 80s, a club that was very much in the infancy of the industry. And then I changed careers and went about 20 years without bartering, and now we're back to bartering fairly substantial amounts today.
How did that feel? Did you just really miss it?
I did. It has a funness to it, and personally, I'm a very cheap individual. It's very hard for me to turn loose of money. Mm-hmm. It's a lot easier to spend barter dollars, and again, in my case, a lot of what I do on barter, I'm able to do in my off hours. So I can earn.
What do you mean by that?
Well, it's like one of the things I do is design ads and mail pieces. And I can do that on a Saturday morning when I'm not taking time off of cash business. Mm-hmm. And it's a lot easier to spend that on a self-indulgence than earned money would be.
Or, like what? Tell us about the self-indulgence.
10 days in the Dominican Republic.
That's nice. And you bartered that?
I bartered that. I bartered it at an all-inclusive resort. From the Atlanta airport back to the Atlanta airport, I spent $110 in 10 days and had an astounding vacation.
Wow.
I like the way that sounds.
It was very, very nice. That's actually not my coolest one, though. I got extremely stressed out about this time last summer. Lori found me a cabin in the Green Mountains in Vermont on 2,000 acres.
Oh, nice.
I mean, you could literally walk all day and never leave the property and never see another human being.
That sounds great, and too, actually.
No phone, no electricity, no internet. That's the best week of my life.
Wow. And that was on barter dollars.
That was on barter dollars. And once again, I also bartered the plane tickets. So my out-of-pocket was, I mean, again, $50, $100 for an extraordinary vacation.
That's so cool.
See what you're missing out on?
I'm telling you, that is terrific. So tell us what your business is exactly.
Well, we produce direct mail advertising. Mm-hmm. Most of our customers are printers, but we also work with a number of small businesses and end users. Mm-hmm. But we supply mailing lists for people wanting to do advertising, and then we put that mailing list on your postcard, your letter, whatever. We assemble the mail pieces. We do all the work required to get very large postal discounts, and then we turn it into the post office for you. So basically, you can call us and say, you know, I want to send the closest 10,000 people to my restaurant a postcard.
Got it.
And we pretty much make it all happen for you.
Now, are most of your clients local businesses, or they're all over the country?
They're mostly located in Atlanta. A lot of them market on a national basis. Mm-hmm. But we have a few who are out of state, but most of them are Atlanta metro area.
And then what percentage are trade partners?
Probably no more than 2%.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, we do a great deal of mail. I mean, we produce about 300,000 pieces per day.
Wow.
But those 2% give you that many trade dollars to do all those things?
Well, that's, you know, 6,000 or so pieces, and yes, we add up pretty substantial trade dollars.
What's like a balance? Is that a private thing, like a good balance to have to take advantage of those kind of trips?
Yeah, I mean, the magic point is different for everyone. You know, you have to keep up your cash business to, you know, pay the rent and
right.
the bills, but you also want to do a substantial amount of barter business. And to us, the key to the barter business is, you know, a lot of the cost of any job we do is actually going out and finding the customer. Mm. That's very expensive.
Right.
Well, with the barter business, I don't have to go find them. Lori calls me up and says, hi, got a job for you. So before we even start, you know, that's much more cost effective than a normal job because I didn't have to go hunt them down.
Right.
What a win-win.
Oh, it really is, especially for us. We are the ones the other barter members use to develop their business. I mean, we don't really use it for business development that much ourselves. We mm-hmm. handle our own advertising on a pretty good size scale. Mm-hmm. So we use it for personal expenses. I mean, my termite bond is on barter. I bartered every vacation mm-hmm. for years. And the record, I think, was one of Lori's first transactions when she first opened the door, got me a motorcycle.
A motorcycle,
yeah,
on barter.
And again, I'm way too cheap. I would mm-hmm. never pay cash for a motorcycle. I mean, I'd be on a guilt trip. I couldn't enjoy it. But coming into the office and work, it took about 4 Saturdays to earn the cost of that motorcycle back. And clear conscience, didn't worry a bit about the money, and had a ball.
Oh, I bet.
Oh yeah, that's fun.
What a great success story.
So, when Lori sends you somebody, is that somebody that's going to be a barter only, or do you do combinations where it's part cash, part barter?
Every once in a while, we'll need to get cash for some of the materials. Mm-hmm. And again, the people who work with us, they're going to have to pay cash for their postage. The mm-hmm. Postal Service, unfortunately, won't barter with anyone. But our services are normally all barter. There are exceptions. We have a very diverse product line, and sometimes people want things that have substantial cash outlay.
Now, Henry, are you allowed to do part and part, or you have to do all or nothing?
Well, that's a great question. Every one of our members has to offer something at 100% barter. There are companies out there that we kind of like to call tongue-in-cheek 50-50 clubs, and by that I mean they offer their clients 50% cash and 50% barter, but to us, that defeats the purpose of barter. So if you are a SBC member, you have to offer something at 100% barter.
So, in other words, in Rob's case, his service is 100% barter. The materials is just it's separated.
Exactly.
Okay.
The government, the U.S. postal stamps, they're not going to barter the stamps,
right.
So that's why we have to pay cash for that.
Sure.
There are, you know, of course, with bigger jobs, maybe a contractor is refinishing your basement. In those kind of instances, at least the first $2,000 has to be full trade. So we have exceptions to, you know, again, depending on the size of the project. Mm-hmm. But for most cases, an individual trade that's under $2,000, that has to be done at 100% trade.
Okay.
And, you know, you asked an earlier question to Dallas. You talked about, you know, if you're just getting started, how do I buy something unless do I have to earn my trade dollars first before
right.
I go out and
mm-hmm.
spend them? Well, we're kind of like a bank. We can determine creditworthiness for any particular member. And so what we do is we take a look at their business model and we decide, you know what, this client, we're going to be able to get our money back mm-hmm. Fairly easily. And so we'll go ahead and extend them credit just to get them started, knowing that our members are going to use their services.
Wow. That's a great.
Oh, so like you give them, like what would be an example of the credit? Is it $1,000, $5,000, $10,000?
It can go as high as that. Again, we would have to determine if it's going to be a substantial amount, how quickly are we going to get that back?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And determining on their business, for example, we know that restaurants are really popular.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's a good restaurant, we know that our members will use that restaurant. So we'll
right.
gain that money, you know, back
quickly.
Fairly quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if it's someone that paints miniatures on a rice grain. We're probably not going to get that back, so we probably won't extend credit to them.
Right.
Hey, by the way, you know someone really does that. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
That was so cool. I would love to see those little bitty things. I mean, there's something for everyone.
Yeah. I was just thinking I'd buy one. That'd be great.
And you would feel really good about it, buying it on barter dollars, exactly. I'm sure. Rob, give us the information on your company one more time in case someone wants to reach out and contact you or if they want to barter with you.
Okay. Well, the name of the company is Mail Source and Data. And again, we produce direct mail advertising. Our website is mailsourceanddata.com. I'm Rob Gates. My phone's always available. Phone number is 770-840-0524.
Terrific. And the website is MailSourceData. The website is MailSourceData without the word and?
We are actually both. When I printed my cards, we hadn't secured the other domain yet, but MailSourceData or MailSourceAndData.
Great.
Okay. Yeah. Wonderful. Thanks for being our guest. I want to get on to the other two members that are here this morning as well. With Solutions Marketing, welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show, Wendy Orr.
Thank you for having me.
So, Wendy, tell us a little bit about Solutions Marketing first, and then we want to hear all about your bartering.
Okay. We're a full-service marketing company, and our name really says it all, because we are the solution for all your marketing needs. We specialize in direct mail campaigns. We work very closely with communities, with festival marketing. And so we start our concept with a direct mail magazine, and we embrace a community. For example, we have Swanee and Duluth coming up with their fall festivals that we create a direct mail magazine mailing out to 30,000 people in the area. And then we actually embrace by having a booth at the festival and really help our advertisers embrace the community. So we help them by generating leads for them. We're actually at the booth marketing for them. And we do email campaigns, so we provide for them several ways to market and promote their business throughout the whole concept in Duluth or Swanee or the community that they want to embrace.
Now, when you say community and you say Duluth or Swanee, like, what does that mean? Like the city of Swanee?
The city of Swanee has a Swanee Day Festival.
Right.
So with
did you create that?
No, it's created by the city.
Right, they had an ongoing one, and you manage it?
We don't manage it. We just come in as a marketing partnership with them, provide a direct mail campaign for them to let their community know about what is going on,
right,
and then to allow people who want to embrace that community for marketing and promoting their goods and services through the community.
So then you help sell the exhibitor booths?
We help sell advertising in our magazine that promotes
that event.
Correct. Right.
So how do you barter?
We utilize barter too for our publications, to fill up our publications. We will offer barter to, there's a lot of services and people who need to be involved with the marketing. And so we use barter to expand our network because it allows us, I can call Lori and tell her that I'm looking for a plumber who needs to go into our book, and she provides me with one. And we use barter for our mailing lists. We use Rob for our mailing list. And so we do use throughout the network, we do have opportunities to utilize the barter.
Also for employee gifts and rewards for clients.
Yeah, we do a big employee reward program. And then we personally use it for, we have other events, like we have networking events as well called Flash Networking. Mm-hmm. So we allow people to come on 100% barter to participate. It's like speed dating for your business. So we allow people to come into those events to, again, we really want to help people from the very start of marketing and promote to grassroots to every step of the way, really embrace the community.
And this is not just limited to, you're mentioning Duluth and Swanee, but I know that Southern Barter participated in Grayson Days, which was successful for us. And was there Snellville Days or approaching?
We did Grayson and Snellville Days. Mm-hmm. We also have upcoming some events with Lawrenceville and Sugar Hill. So we go through, we work closely with the community to embrace and to provide the community publication. We took the same concept and picked it up, and we're doing very similar with the Atlanta Home Show. So again, a direct mail publication going to 100,000 and then having a booth at the home show to market and promote home services and home improvement.
And so for our members with Wendy, if they need advertising and they don't want to spend the cash for it, as a member of Southern Barter Club, they can trade advertising space, and it's a great way for them to advertise in all those local areas that were just mentioned and get cash business.
Now,
absolutely.
Now, Wendy, are you, like, say in your magazine, say you have 20 pages of advertising mm-hmm. space available to be sold. Is it okay for you to limit, I'm only going to accept 5 trade pages, you know, I can't accept all 20 because you need cash, too. Like, are you allowed to say no to people that want to be in there?
Absolutely, because it does provide us the opportunity to network and to even generate some cash business also.
Right.
So we do limit the barter clients that come in, but it is an opportunity to work with them in the future.
Right. So you can limit, you can say, okay, I need to have 75% have to be cash, and I'll accept 25% of the available space as trade.
Exactly. And the other thing it does for us as a company, when we get close to our deadlines, rather than discounting our magazine to do some last-minute filling up our book, we can offer some barter and some trade, so we're preserving the rate and preserving the value of what we're offering in our magazine.
Gosh, another win-win. Right. I mean, it's think about that. It absolutely. Is. I mean, you're making money, you're trading, you're getting a steady flow of potential clients. What a great idea.
Now, is this something that when you're presenting these advertisers to other potential advertisers, do you tell them, well, this book is 50% filled with trade, 50% cash, or is that kind of like on the down low?
No, we don't. We don't share that.
Why would it matter?
I'm asking.
I can't imagine it would matter, but that's a good question.
But because we're visiting with business owners, we do share the bartering opportunity with them.
Right.
So a lot of our packages do include them getting involved with barter. So we do promote the Southern Barter Club to them as an opportunity for them to expand their business.
Right.
Interesting, Wendy. Can you share with us one of your favorite trade stories?
Well, I use trade mostly for self-indulgent, personally for myself, because being a new business and being a business owner, we don't take a lot of time to do that for ourselves. So my silly indulgence are not like the trips that Rob goes on, but manicures and pedicures, a nice dinner out, something that's a quick indulgence for me.
That's good.
That's nice.
That would be very nice. You treat yourself every once in a
absolutely.
While for all your hard work.
Absolutely.
Wendy, give us the information on how folks can reach you at Solutions Marketing.
My direct phone number is 678-469-5667. Our website is solutionsmarketingllc.com. We also, for our Flash networking events, have a secondary website. It's flashnetworkingnow.com. And just a quick reminder, we do have an event tomorrow in Duluth that you could go on the website and inquire and look more at our Flash Networking.
Great.
And we offer that on barter, too.
Wonderful. Imagine that. They offer that
on barter.
Thanks for being our guest this morning,
Wendy.
Thank
you so much for having me.
Did we trade anything to get them all on here?
We'll talk about that later. It's one of my self-indulgences.
I see that.
Didn't you notice how nice my manicure is?
I was wondering.
Yeah, exactly. Well, last but certainly not least, the first member of the Southern Barter Club. The very first one.
The first one who took the risk. This thing was just starting out. They didn't know if this was going to work or not. And she's like, yeah, I'll give it a go.
And something tells me that probably Lori, I'm just looking at it from a female's perspective, probably Lori knew Jennifer, and Jennifer knew Lori, and Lori said, hey, I'm getting involved with this, and then Jennifer said, oh, that sounds really cool, let me be your first client.
You think?
I don't know.
You got inside information?
I wish it would have been that easy.
Instead of making up stories, I'm going to get it straight from Jennifer's mouth. Welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show this morning. We have Jennifer Reuter of We Monsters.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be part of SBC, and Lori and I met in a really kind of strange way. She came in to my store in Decula, We Monsters Play Systems, and started telling me about her life on trade, and I thought she was a crazy person.
Thank you.
I was like, really, does trade really work? I mean, you know, I've heard a lot of things before, and I was like, I don't know about this.
What did you hear that was negative?
nothing about barter. It just kind of seems strange to me. Right. I just had never really embraced the concept, never heard of the concept. Right. But she told me all these awesome stories about weddings she had done for her nephew and just all these things that she had done on barter. And then she just disappeared. And soon after that, though, I did end up joining a barter club. And that actually,
not hers?
No.
So she persuaded you to try barter. But she didn't persuade you to try her barter club.
Not yet, because she didn't have hers yet.
Oh, that was before it started.
Yep. All and right. So I joined, and I started trading. And right away, I fell in love with barter. Within the very first week of bartering, I was filming commercials and getting my eyes done. I had LASIK on my eyes. I was doing all kinds of things. And right behind that, she came back to the store, and we were hanging out and talking. And she's like, you know, she started talking about starting up SBC. And she said, well, do you want to be a part? And I'm like, of course, I'm in. I love her. And she right. does. She's always been really good at what she does. So,
so you left the one that you were with?
I'm a huge trader.
So you trade it. I trade it up.
No, I trade. I trade anywhere I can trade.
And you're in multiple ones.
So now you're hooked.
I'm a trader, 100%.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. I got to know about Wee Monsters. What is that? I mean, I'm looking at your business card. It's really cute. You said you thought Lori was kind of crazy. I'm looking at this going, wow, what is this? Tell us.
We build custom playground equipment. So if you're in your neighborhood or whatever, see a playground in your backyard, in people's backyards, that's what we do.
So the wood ones are all different kinds
wood.
Of material?
Wood. We do wood. We manufacture and retail them.
And do you customize them, or these are kind of templated play systems?
Customized from raw lumber.
Wow. So they tell you, hey, I'd like this and a little of that, and you just kind of work it out?
Well, not me, but my husband.
Right.
You just manage the process. Okay, so you're huge on trade. Do you have a favorite trade story to tell us? I mean, the LASIK surgery, that's pretty cool.
That actually is what I put as probably my number one thing. Being able to wake up in the morning and see.
That's good.
That's a huge blessing. And so that was very exciting and fun for me. But I've done so much on trade, it's not even funny. I mean, we just got back from Orlando. What was that, in the spring? Mm-hmm. We went on trade, and we had all of our, like, tickets and stuff we got on trade, and
hotel and restaurants.
And I'm constantly trading, and me and my husband make a joke about it. I mean, there's nothing better. I mean, I have so many luxury items that I could never afford if I was just out there spending. I'm like Rob, I'm cheap. Mm-hmm. And so I would never go and spend the money for half the things I buy on barter. But I use it a lot for my business, a lot of advertising. We have Atlanta Kids Directory and North Georgia Kids Directory, which is my direct those people that I want to target. So right. I use them for advertising, and I have a lawyer, you know, so he can hook me up with contracts and things like that. And I've done some other things for business, but
You shop at the Trading Post.
Oh,
that's personal though. A retail cashless retail store.
Mm-hmm. Yep, definitely do some shopping there, but also like corporate outings and stuff like that for my employees. Give them gift certificates to go out to eat.
Can you get employees on trade?
Oh, that's funny. Yeah. Laura, you told me I could get an employee on trade one time. Remember that guy?
I have him.
actually you can.
Yes.
There you go. That's mm-hmm. what I need.
CPA services, yeah. Lawyers.
An admin assistant on trade.
Virtual assistants. Oh, we do. Gail Boo is a virtual assistant on trade.
Yeah, she's an awesome virtual assistant.
Mm-hmm. Man, anything's on trade.
It's endless. I know. I'm trying to think of something to stump them. Could you do this on trade? Could you do that on trade? But I can't even think of anything.
What about fresh eggs?
We're working on it. We have a member that has
Allegra. Mm-hmm.
We have an incredible venue in Decula off of Givens Road in Decula, Georgia, Rancho Allegre, a farm, which you could rent the outdoor pavilions, also the inside with a beautiful dance floor, coffered ceilings, commercial kitchen. And they do have a farmer's market every Saturday, and we're supposed to be meeting with them about that. So hopefully.
Now, it sounds like a lot of this is in up north a little bit. Is this all over the city?
It's all over. We have clients in Cobb County. As a matter of fact, we have advertising in Cobb County, Fulton County. We have the best of restaurants in DeKalb. We're members of the Chamber of Commerce, for example, in Decatur, in DeKalb. I was there yesterday. And so we have incredible restaurants and spa services in DeKalb County, as well as in Buckhead. We have some incredible companies in Buckhead, spas and, you know, salons.
But
so
because
we're all
we
over.
Belong to the IBA, as we mentioned earlier, there are actually 2,000 businesses all over Georgia. And so you're talking about South Georgia, North Georgia, East, West.
So there's other trade groups in
there's
the city, which we would have access to if you're a member of yours. So then you have the same access as if you were a member of theirs.
There's even a company right in Rome, Georgia, for example, Biz to Biz Commerce. The gentleman there that owns it's doing an incredible job, has a nice trading community. And so there's an opportunity to stay in a beautiful bed and breakfast in Rome, Georgia, and eat out at a very nice restaurant, shop in some really nice stores. And that's all with your currency through Southern Barter Club, but that, you know, shares the IBA currency.
But what really differentiates one barter company from another?
Well, I guess you could probably ask maybe Jennifer, for example. What is so different?
How many are you in?
I'm in three.
Three different ones here in town.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so you found them just from being out and about?
Just, they would call and contact me.
Right.
And ask me about doing a trade with them. And in order that I could get the business, then, you know, you have to join their club.
Sure.
So, basically, that's how I ended up joining. There's just different. Sometimes there's just different things. Just depends. I don't prefer them. I'm going to tell you the truth. SBC is the one I prefer. Number one, it's got the most local, for me, most locally owned things that I can get done. I can get done through SBC. And a lot of the other clubs are just not as – she's very good about getting what I need. And you can't get that service in most other clubs.
The things you use, they all have the same – because they all share the same currency, so they all have access to the same things to trade with, right?
So technically, if Lori wanted to go in and ask for those things in those other clubs for me, yes. But since I'm a member, then it's really pointless in regards to that for her.
I do want to answer that question because that's a good question. Not every trade exchange belongs to the IBA. For example, there's a trade exchange in town that only trades – within its own membership. They have their own currency.
So it's just kind of exclusive. It's a private thing.
That's correct. And so that's the way
it's limiting.
It's very limited, and that's the way many
not to mention you can't get 100% barter, and that ends up being a problem. Sometimes you can't do what you want on trade, and you'll end up spending – you'll call and ask for something. You'll say, oh, but that person's going to do a 50-50 split. And really, if you're trading, you don't want to do a 50-50 split. You really want 100% barter.
And why is that?
Well, why would I want to pay cash?
That's why they're bartering in the first place, right?
But you're still kind of paying because you still have to perform a service to get the dollars to get what you want.
But if you think about it, like we've broke it down and what it cost us to build our product and what our margins are. What maybe would be our product, it's hard to say. I've broke it down to where it's like, maybe it's 25 cent on the dollar kind of deal,
right,
where even though I have to put some cash outlay, the return is huge.
More than makes up for it.
Yeah. Right. And it's a customer I wouldn't have had otherwise. And
right.
And then I do as much as I can on barter to keep my cash in my pocket so I can pay the normal things you have
So pretty
for.
Much it gives the business the opportunity to run their business, run their lifestyle at their own wholesale cost of doing business.
Now,
that's what it does.
What about are there tax ramifications for this? Do I have to report these trade dollars as if they are cash?
Absolutely. The IRS views a trade dollar as a cash dollar. So at the end of the year, all of our members get a 1099, and they have to report that as income earned. Or if they use it for business expenses, as they would with a cash business, they can talk to their CPA and see what they can write off.
Mm-hmm. So it's just treated as cash.
Exactly. Absolutely.
Hmm. And we have a sophisticated trading platform. The software tracks everything. Mm-hmm. So at 24/7, it's available for each member to be able to access. Plus, they get the monthly statements.
Now, Henry and Lori, from your business side of this, you're kind of the middleman of this. You're the house, right? So, like, you get paid a percentage in cash for
6%.
For every transaction?
Yes.
So that's how. So if somebody spends $1,000.
$60
cash.
On both ends, though. We get the $60 for the person that sells. So if We Monsters built a playground set, probably a very small one, for $1,000. But if they built something for $1,000, then we would make $60 cash. But then when Rob Gates buys it, we'll be making $60 cash on his end. So it's 6% on the sell and on the buy.
So from both ends of the transaction, you get paid $60. And then it's not... your responsibility, Jennifer, to make sure Rob pays, right? That's all your problem.
That's
right?
Lori.
Mm-hmm.
But now I see why you would be so eager to fill some of the trades.
Yes.
I mean, that's now it makes sense. I
we
mean,
love but, helping our yeah. businesses.
She just likes to work hard. She's a very hard worker.
You know, one of our business models really is when we first approach a client is we want to be able to provide you with what you want first. Because so often we have heard members from other clubs say, you know what, I've earned a lot of money and I can't spend my money. Mm. And so with those complaints, and we've taken them seriously, we decided to build a model that said, let us get you what you need first. And so we're extending credit to many businesses. And so they're getting things that they need right away, and now they just have to kind of work backwards and pay it off.
And we bring them that buying power. They don't have to worry about trying to find the, you know, how am I going to get customers to pay this off? We bring them. We have a directory, not only in Georgia, as we mentioned, with over 2,000 businesses, but that IBA, like Dallas mentioned before, here she had a, you know, an asset where she wasn't able to sell, for example, for cash on eBay. Mm-hmm. She just figured, you know what, let me just put it in the IBA, BARTA store, the online BARTA store, and mm-hmm. she was able to sell it and get $1,500 trade dollars from a client all the way out west somewhere.
Wow. We're running out of time, but I want to make sure we get Jennifer's information on our website. Tell us the information for We Monsters Play Systems.
It's www.wemonsters.com.
And that's two E's in we.
Two E's, W-E-E, monstersplay.com. And we also have an online store, too, that's atlantaswingsets.com. A little bit easier to remember.
Okay, perfect. We'll put that on our website so folks can reach out to you. That sounds like a really cool idea. Custom play sets. That's got to be a fun business. And again, Lori, we really appreciate y'all coming back as repeat guests. You might need a show of your own. And Henry's so funny. I could see the two of you going back and forth. I love your Henry's sense of humor. And definitely anxious to hear more about the networking event that you have coming up at Sugo. Tell us about that. Is it tonight?
It's tonight, yes. Okay. We would love for any business that's interested in learning the art of barter to come. It's a very informal mixer. If you are a barter member in any barter club that shares the IBA, you can dine on your barter card using your barter account or cash for the general public, or sign up tonight and get an account and a credit and you can dine on barter. But a great opportunity to meet local businesses that trade. So you could see firsthand, oh, this is the attorney, or this is a landscaping company, or this is a magazine that I'd like to trade my, you know, whatever I have so I can get that without cash.
And if you're not interested in trade, I will be doing a brief comedy tour for 15 minutes at that event. So come see.
Wonderful. And it's at Sugo in Duluth tonight at 7 o'clock, right?
Yes. And Johns Creek, Duluth, Sugo Italian Restaurant. 7 o'clock.
That's one of my favorite restaurants, Lee.
I did not know that.
They have great Italian food. It's like Mediterranean Italian. It's very different. It's wonderful. And sounds like a great event. I hope our listeners will reach out to both Henry and Lori, find out more about Southern Barter Club.
And that's southernbarterclub.com.
Exactly. And if you're curious about the bartering, what a great way to learn firsthand from people that do it. Again, to all of our guests, thank you so much for being with us today, and thanks to our listeners. Until next week, I'm Amy Otto with the Atlanta Business Radio Show. Have a wonderful week.